Welcome to St. Andrew's Podcast on Sunday, 22nd of November. This Sunday, we've been reflecting on what it means to tell and serve as part of our exploration of the Bishop's Rule of Life in Liverpool Diocese. So we're focusing on tell and serve on Sunday morning. We explored John chapter 4, where Jesus has a conversation with the woman at the well. Somebody he wouldn't normally interact with, as she was a Samaritan woman. I love the way in which Jesus reaches out to whoever is in front of him, whoever he's bumped into. And in John chapter 4, it's this woman from Samaria. Jesus moves from talking about everyday things like water and being thirsty and needing a drink. And he moves on to, in a natural conversation, to talk about the life which he offers and to talk about his identity as Messiah and Saviour, the Saviour of the world. Picking up on the theme of tell, in this week's podcast, I've invited Matty and then Ian to share recent experiences of talking with people about Jesus. Matty and Ian are both members of St. Andrew's Church.
So welcome, Matty. It's great to have you with us today.
Pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about your experience of talking with people, and particularly those conversations which have started with ordinary stuff, but they've led on to talking about faith, about Jesus. Can you share maybe one or two examples?
Yeah, no problem. So my main place where I spread that is the workplace. So obviously with myself and with what God's done for me, as you know, recently, then people have seen change. And the normal understanding is that it's me. So they'll come and they'll be, how did you do it, and what did you do, and all that kind of thing. So that's just an open door to me to be able to tell them basically just the truth, which is that it's not me. And so I can give them, you know, actual instances where, and tell them in their way how I tried this and I tried that and I tried this, and I can go through the full list, and basically I just tell them the truth of that. I tried God, if you like. I tried faith. That's all I needed to do, just put a little bit of trust in him, and he does the rest. It's because I say it in such a true way, because it is true factually in my life. They can see it, they can hear it. So you can just feel that seed's been sown, if you like it. They're intrigued by it, if you like.
Yeah. So the way that your life has changed and the way that you're living now is actually provoking them to ask questions in the best possible way. And I know last year, when we were giving out the Try Praying booklets, I remember you coming back to me saying, oh, can I have some more? Because, you know, everybody wants one. So, you know, why were people so interested in the Try Praying booklet?
Prayer to me personally is what I believe is the one and only thing, because that, to me, that is talking with my dad. A dad I never had that fatherly love. So now I talk to him on a one-to-one basis out in the open. You know, as I'm talking to you now, I talk to him. So that's, to me, what prayer is. And to give someone that explanation, as I've just given, with that booklet, because that book, I just felt it presented it in a real way, a real humanistic way, where they could just literally, as the book says, just give it a try. And that's all you need. you know, it's that little seed of faith. It's that little mustard seed. It's just give it a try. You know, what have you got to lose kind of thing? Yeah. And what you've got to lose is all the chains and the hurts and the pain and all that. So I know it's worth a gamble because it's not much of a gamble. It's a good gamble to take, you know. So, yeah, that's just give it a go. Just because prayer, I think, is everything, because you're asking him and he gives you what you want. I've seen it. It's happened in my life. I am a factual example, so I can't do anything other than just encourage everyone should pray.
And Matty, can you tell us another story of you know, a time when you've just been in an everyday conversation, you know, an everyday situation, and it's turned to talking of God's love.
Yeah, so one of the recent ones was that I always go into work early. I'm getting a bit older now, so I need a good hour of preparation before I start work to get the cobwebs up and enough coffee down me. So I walked in and into work, first one there, walked into the kitchen to make a cup of coffee, and a girl who works there, I won't go into too much detail, but she was just stood in the middle on her own, just literally breaking her heart. So obviously the human side of me was thinking, 6'2" burly bloke, it's probably not the first person she wants to speak to, but it was me or nobody. So I just got into conversation, you know, what's wrong, obviously. And she'd obviously, there was a relationship issue and where she was in life, as in she was moving home and all this kind of thing. So she was going through the mill, as we do. But it was just the self-talk. She was just believing what had been said to her. And as we all know, what we do, we tell ourselves we're worthy of it and we're nothing and we're not going to get anywhere. And it just fired up, you know, what God says, which I said to her, I feel allows people to, you know, tune into what I'm saying, is I tell them, I used to feel the same. I used to hate myself. You know, I tell them about my suicide attempts and stuff, so they know that I've got an understanding. And then I just told her what God now has me feeling about myself, what he says about me. And that's what matters, and that's what's true, and that's what she is. She's amazing. She's loved. And she just changed. She just, it was just like a wave of, like a piece. That's the best way to say it. Just a piece of just those words. I didn't know it, and it's not my job to know. I just said those words of the truth. And that just settled her for that time. And now we've got a bond. She comes to me and she's just that little seed. She just has that comfort, and that's all it is. That's all it is.
Thank you so much. It's great to hear those everyday stories.
So that was Matty. It was great to hear of the difference Jesus has made in his life, and how that's naturally led to questions and opportunities to tell other people about Jesus. It's a bit like the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. After her encounter with Jesus, she goes into town and encourages the townsfolk to come and see Jesus, and asks the question, could this be the Messiah? I wonder what difference Jesus makes to your life and how you could express that should somebody ask. Now, let's hear from Ian.
So, hi Ian, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining me today. I'd be really interested if you could tell us a little bit about your experience of talking with other people, and particularly about talking with other people about Jesus and the bigger questions of life.
What I found is that making yourself available with time and an interest in others, however you choose to do that, be that washing the car or just taking a walk around the block, what's important is acknowledging the people that you see going about their daily life, and to spend time striking up a conversation with them is a real key to opening relationships. And then you meet them the day after, and then you offer a little bit more time. I think it's about walking with them. And I don't necessarily mean physically always walking with them, but you see their life and you communicate that you see and you understand that, you know, there's a relationship to develop there in your local community. If only people have time and the inclination to talk and smile as well, and just spend time in greeting, and the greeting develops into deeper relationships. So that's what I found, particularly during the time of lockdown, there's been an increasing opportunity to do that.
So can you give me an example of a conversation that started maybe while you've been out washing your car? Just, yep. You know, what happened?
Yeah, well, I was halfway through the wash and wax phase when a person from our local community just asked me what I thought basically about life. And the question was, do you think you believe in reincarnation, or is this all there is? So at that point, you know, you're looking at your car thinking, well, do I need to wax the bonnet, or do I need to go and talk to this person who's contemplating why we're actually here, never mind washing my car, while we're actually alive and talking to each other? So this is a question from someone I developed a relationship with over a number of weeks. And during that time, you know, they were asking me exploratory questions really about my faith, knowing that I went to church, knowing that we put things in our windows that cause people to just wonder and reflect.
And I wonder if you've got any examples of how you've started talking about very everyday things, and in the midst of that conversation about that everyday thing, something's come up and you've said something or asked a question that's opened that conversation up.
One particular conversation I remember now, a chap walking his dog, and he was saying something that I thought it was a bit of a giveaway, throwaway answer. And then I said, well, no, he's watching us, isn't he? And then he said, ah, yeah, of course. There is someone else who's watching what's going on. And this is about just sowing the seeds to just cause people to question and actually wonder themselves in their own reflections. Is there a place for Jesus in what they're thinking, trying to make sense of their everyday? So it's offering them Christ in the everyday, and then seeing how they contemplate and maybe come back with another question, a complementary question, or a deeper question that might require a bit of a longer walk and maybe a socially distanced conversation.
Yeah.
When I've had a bit of a health challenge earlier on this year, and that came up openly in a conversation, and that gave me a chance to share my testimony with the particular person I was just having a walk around the block with. And I just laid myself open and just said, look, this is where I believe my faith influenced that challenge that I faced at that particular time. And what then that asked this person of himself was to say, well, okay, I'm facing a tough challenge myself. What do you think, you know, I could consider when faced with these challenges? And basically what I did then is offer a prayer. And I said, well, look, I can pray for you now. If you like, I can pray for you now. And we'll pray into this together. And this chap was really, really appreciative at that time. Accepted. Oh yeah, wow, will you? Will you pray for me now? I said, yeah, we can pray for you now. So we just stopped where we were. And I just prayed that, you know, the Holy Spirit would come into that situation. And through Jesus's promises on the cross to forgive our sins and to heal us from all sicknesses, in confidence, I prayed that Jesus would come into that chap's situation and that everyday worry that he had.
Interesting that you being open and vulnerable about your own health situation actually opened up the concerns that other person had for their own health.
Yeah.
So it's just as if you're being vulnerable is the key that's opened up the door to that conversation a bit further.
I think that's exactly right. You see, with the Holy Spirit working in you, you know, you're prompted at the right time in the right place when you're with the right person to say the right thing, and there's a feeling inside that says now's the time. Now you've got to say it now, and if you don't say it, there's a missed opportunity to enter into that relationship and essentially at a later stage down the line to offer them Christ and basically say, look, you know, is there a decision that you're looking to make to commit to Christ in your life? But actually, it's about being open and being honest and being open in our faith so that they can see you as like a real life person who just happens to wash his car out on the road, but actually is a person who you can stop and talk to and will have time for you. And with that opening and that trust in that relationship, they are then more likely to be open and honest with you.
Thanks, Ian. Yeah. So being natural, listening, being open to other people's lives and to the work of the Holy Spirit. Lots of little themes and pointers there from you. Thanks, Ian. Much appreciated. Thanks to Ian and Matty for sharing with us today. I want to finish now with a short verse from Scripture, from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord, and always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Some wondering questions. I wonder how you've encountered Jesus and what difference Jesus makes to your life. I wonder who you might bump into this week. And I wonder what everyday things might help you to talk about Jesus with them. May God's Spirit enable us to be ready and to make the most of every opportunity to tell and to serve this week. Amen.